What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Again, we do some drills. The horn hits, we end practice, we stay out here, do a couple more drills for the younger players, and I think that's all of that just adds up to giving them a chance to show what their best, show their ability, but also just grow in this evaluation of all these guys. But in terms of what people are getting wrong, it's not real complicated. We're just kind of work different guys in and give them a chance.
Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski in the previous segment joining us, Nick and Jonathan here on Afternoon Drive. We do have Travis Sawchuk coming up at 4:40. We'll talk some Gardo's deadline there. And as a reminder, guys, you can get the latest from Browns training camp right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder reacts and recaps each and every practice and features the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on the field action. As a matter of fact, he is going to have some of our Kevin Stefanski interview with him later here as well. So subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube. 92.3 The Fan channel now on YouTube and get all the latest from Daryl Ryder and the Browns on all the way throughout football season. So as I butchered that entirely and completely, it was interesting. We led the interview somewhere in there in between Pearl Jam slander.
You want to stay after. I want to really find out what type of Pearl Jam fan you are.
And then I butchered the second name of the song.
So he said it wasn't, but you could tell. I could tell. Yeah, he had a very
lost respect for
it. It was
me.
A big disappointing look that you didn't immediately have a name on that
album.
It
was two bucks bucking up at each other. And I think Kevin Stefanski won.
Well, he thought you were a fake Pearl Jam fan there for a second. Yeah. And then I was so happy for you that you actually came up with a name.
Yeah. Well, so I got Comatose right, which is my favorite song off that album.
Okay.
But it's Big Wave is a great song on that as well. But I stuttered on it, and I think he was like, oh, who's this clown? Get him out of here.
He definitely made a look at first. Yeah. But then you rebounded. And then also when you put it back on him, then you could see that it was spinning. Yeah. And he was like, oh, wait, this isn't an easy thing just to remember, even as big of a fan as you could be.
I mean, he won the exchange, but I can walk away with my head held high as a Pearl Jam
fan. He was
fun.
He was fun, though.
That's really like...
He was fun.
You know, Kevin, when he... I don't mean this in the way it might come out, but when he decides to be fun, he's great. Like,
so I remember interviewing him last year at training camp here, right? And I remember one of the questions I'd asked him leading up to it all was basically, like, what are you watching on TV?
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not doing TV. And he did a fun way of like, kind of like, so what, any recommendations you got for me? But the real answer there was like, I'm not doing TV. That's not what I'm doing right now. And so I liked that even in the Happy Gilmore answer, he was able to be like, yeah, like, I've seen it. I have thoughts on it. I have opinions on it. Like, it seemed like he's very well balanced right now in life in a good way.
Well, and I think this is the right year to be that, the right balance. And we've talked about this as us fans. The pressure of the Deshaun situation is gone. All right? Now, and there are other complications this season. How good are they going to be? The Quinshon stuff. But we just don't have that hanging over our head.
Yeah.
It's not something you necessarily ask him because that's not something he's going to, really, oh, yeah, hey, the guy who's still under contract and isn't in our quarterback room. But it does. I think it's something that I've noticed. It's just not as tight. And I'm not just talking about Kevin. I'm talking about just around, like in the interactions that I'm having, it just doesn't feel as tight as under that pressure with Deshaun and playoff and Super Bowl expectations that was such the talk and such the rage in last camp.
Yeah, you know me, I like to read people. I like to read into body language. I like to read into how they answer questions. I get into that type of stuff. And with him, I mean, everything, it couldn't have been more positive in this interaction.
But I don't want to try and read too much into one answer. When I did ask him, like, are you close to naming a quarterback? It sounds like he's still letting the process play out.
Which is what he should be doing, you know? Like, there's a couple answers I really loved, and that one was one of them. Because I love the idea that he's not steadfast in any sort of answer. He's open to the idea that somebody can come up and take the job, and they can go ahead and run with it. The other answer I really liked was him talking about how, basically, you can't manage egos all the same, and you have to be able to be flexible with these guys. He brought his brothers in the equation. He's like, I got three brothers. They all act differently as well. I feel like sometimes you get these coaches, and they treat everybody like they're all one. I love that answer out of him, because the real right answer in that equation is everyone is different. Everyone is built different, and you got to treat people differently, whether it's the quarterback battle or whether that's just an ego in the locker room.
Well, I just think...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
To hear him say, I'm not there yet, and we got a plan, and we're going to let it play out.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's some coach speak in there. It's also what I think has to be happening. And you know, we've had so many former football players go on, well, you know, I'd love it if it's the veteran, because it feel like you give yourself a chance. I think that's a great answer for the beginning of camp. But the truth is, by the end of camp, all players want is the guy that gives them the best chance to win week one. And then in week two, they want the guy that gives them the best chance to win.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. So in the end, if it is Shador, or if it is Kenny Pickett, or if it is Dylan Gabriel, those players don't give a rat's patootie what experience that guy has. I think they're still going to fall on the veterans, at least with Joe Flacco, because Joe, I think he is just a leader.
Yeah, for sure.
There's just no BS about that. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. Like, you know, you have to take Kevin at face value on that, but that is what needs to happen. You need to continue the quarterback kerfuffle at least through, you know, two preseason games to really have a good sense of this.
And you can tell that it's obviously weighing on his mind the way that it should be, not only because he's an offensive coach, but when you asked him about practice today, what was his answer? Sloppy.
Kind of like that.
Sloppy. And why was it sloppy? Dylan Gabriel looked pretty sloppy today. Like, I'm glad it matched exactly what we saw in many respects.
And by the way, in fairness, he didn't just say it was sloppy because
he didn't say that. I'm
Dylan.
Saying that.
But
I'm
I just wanted that. To make that distinction.
When we watched from
listening.
A distance, all it felt like was Dylan Gabriel incomplete pass.
Yeah,
ball
the past charters have not been kind to Dylan Gabriel.
No, it's and every I get it. I'll say it for like you're gonna get so tired of me talking about this for the next month or so. The idea that the entire Bernie interview was me just watching Dylan Gabriel have. Incomplete pass.
So what's funny about that is I'm a big eye contact person, so I like to, and both Coach Kevin, you can tell
they
he
both,
is.
They both lock in on Bernie, eye contact. Bernie's huge on eye contact.
But what's funny is he wouldn't get it from you because you're watching Dylan Gabriel.
He got a lot
so
of it.
So he's answering.
No, no, no. I'm next to him closer
than
you.
We were simpatico.
And so there was many stretches where I was like having to lock eyes to make sure that he knows that we weren't, you know, paying our attention elsewhere.
You weren't being rude. That's what I'm saying. But it was funny. Like if you even darted those eyes towards Dylan Gabriel. Bernie was just like, and I'm looking at Nick now.
Is that what happened? You mean off me to then you?
Yes. Like, I'm not getting what I want from this guy, so I'm going to give the rest of the answer
and
to the big
guy. It was brief lookups, but every time I briefly looked up, that's what was happening. It was a Dylan Gabriel incomplete pass, and I'm charting it in my head myself as I'm talking to Bernie. You're right. Bernie's a big eye contact guy.
And I was surprised because I don't always remember that with Kevin because we usually get
I don't remember that with Kevin
in
either.
Person, but today he was.
Yeah, very much
so. I like that answer, by the way. Like, one of the things I like when Kevin does it, because he doesn't do it all the time, is I do like when answers feel incredibly there. Like, hey, man, that wasn't there. Like, where there's a big kernel of truth in there of, yeah, it was sloppy.
Well, it would have been, I mean, I guess maybe he just knows it would have been wrong. He could have said whatever he wanted, though, but he knows we're here. You know what I mean? Like, he knows we saw this, and there's no way we thought that this was a good practice by any measurement, but he could have just as easily lied to everybody listening.
You know, I got to say, Dylan Gabriel looked fantastic today.
I could have done it, though.
Young Steve Young.
You know there are coaches in the NFL that would have just completely ran with whatever story they wanted to tell, and he didn't. He was like, that was sloppy. Didn't like it.
What stood out from the Kevin Stefanski interview to you guys? At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media, we got plenty to get to on the show. We'll have more reaction from Kevin Stefanski on the lead coming up, but there has been a response, but is it the right response? With the Guardians, that's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.